You know, I'm interested in people's stories. I like real stories. And this was, and I've written about a lot of southern states, and I didn't really have a Texas song, I have to say, till a couple years ago. And I went down to Texas to sing. I went down to Dallas to sing. And right before the show, this young guy comes running up to me, and he goes, "Are you Mrs. Campbell?" And I was thinking, first of all, I was thinking he was about 12 because he was calling me Mrs. Campbell, you know. And I was looking around for my mother-in-law about that time. And then I realized that he was probably maybe 22. He said he taught art. He was an artist. And then he introduced me to his parents, you know. So anyway, he was really kind of a cool guy. And he was so excited. He'd never been to a Kate Campbell concert. And he'd had my CDs. And he just said, you know, we drove for a couple hours away. I'm just excited to be here tonight. Well, did the concert and went home. Well, a week later, I get this postcard in the mail. And it's got this very kind of weird picture on the front that at first I thought was like a bat, you know, or some kind of, you know, insect thing. And then I turned it over and it said, "The Ezekiel Airship." And then it said, "Dear Mrs. Campbell, I met you in Dallas last week. I thought you'd be interested in this story." Now, I was immediately. First of all, the photograph was such a weird photograph. And then it just said the Ezekiel Airship. So I Googled it. You know, there's so many good things about technology, you know. So I Googled the Ezekiel Airship. And this is one of those songs that I've had a couple in the past where they kind of, they're true stories and they literally write themselves. And that's what happened with this one. I was immediately interested because this is a true story, and it was about a Baptist preacher who was studying for his sermon one Saturday night, and which was from the book of Ezekiel. And he had a vision that the book of Ezekiel was telling him how to do something. And he did it. Even better, huh? East Texas town, 1902. That's when the witnesses said that it flew up to the sky like a chariot headed for home. It all started back a few years before. A vision came knocking at Burl Cannon's door, writing his sermon down, reading the word all alone. Suddenly all of the mysteries made sense. God led him in on his master blueprints. There was saw wheels within wheels, and Burl seen them too. Well, he went to work building his dream, raising the cash and giving it wings, loading for the St. Louis Fair. Just out of Texas, the wind and the rain blew Burl's airship right off that train. He turned his back, walked away, left it all laying there. Suddenly all of the mysteries made sense. God led him in on his master blueprints. There was no doubt in his mind what he had to do. Ezekiel
saw wheels within wheels, and Burl seen them too. Everyone asked him, how could you quit? Burl told him God had a hand in all this. He never meant man to fly. We read him all wrong. Suddenly all of the mysteries made sense. God led him saw wheels within wheels, and Burl seen 'em too.